I was watching Maury the other day because it was just on, and this woman, she has a boyfriend, and he like works.
He snickers because he knows this is bullshit.
And she went and got herself
yeah,
knocked
it was just
prison,
on. Like it wasn't her fault.
And
she had nothing to do with
guy.
It. Someone
so this guy,
was just forcing her to watch
he's
Maury.
In a cage, and he's perpetuating his genes better than the girl's boyfriend, and getting him to take care of them. Like that is some epic mating strategy.
That's epic mating strategy.
You know, she wins because she gets a stable dude to take care of some like alpha dude's kids, right? In
right.
That
she
case,
gets a
she
beta,
wins and he wins, and the guy loses.
Who gets cucked?
Loses big time.
It's called cucking.
When it comes to chicks, I just screw them and leave them. I say, get out of my bedroom, poon tank, before you suck my life dry.
Trigger warnings.
This is all white men have ever achieved or contributed to society.
What have they achieved, Cappy? What?
There.
We must all kneel before the irresponsible vagina echo chamber of single moms are wonderful.
Echo,
because
echo,
what? They can do it all, but if they can do it all, why the hell are their hands in my pockets where we're giving the most resources to the people who should have the fewest children? Where we're taxing
welfare.
The intelligent people to subsidize
yeah,
the breeding of
yeah.
the less intelligent
welfare.
People. And gosh, society is getting worse.
Really? No way! I can't believe society's getting worse?
Trigger warning.
Number 11, they acquire pets instead of putting in the work to land a quality man.
Fur
when
baby.
When a woman gives up in life, she buys a dog.
I'm a dog mom. Yeah, spread that shit all around town. It's called
trigger
the cock carousel.
I have one simple question for the feminists out there.
All right, yeah, well, keep it simple
why
for the feminist.
It? Nearly 100%, I'm sure there's one or two of you out there. Why is it nearly 100% of the feminist careers require
career.
My tax dollars to subsidize?
Because they're parasites. Because nobody wants to pay money for you to care about homeless people. Right? Human resources, the most worthless department in any corporation.
Trigger warning.
It doesn't matter what you think.
Who doesn't have a lot of testosterone? Women.
Women.
A feminist is a woman who has not been
spanked
enough.
Single moms are tough and
ooh,
independent.
Independent.
No, they're not. No, they're not even
that's
close.
Why they're on food
it's
stamps.
It's a testament just in general to how you cannot rely on what girls say.
Whoa, it's sad.
And a lot of girls are going to think this is bigoted or misogynistic. No,
girls
this
are flaky?
Is what it has been. This
no
is
way.
The empirical data. And I'm not going to disrespect myself or the experiences of other men who've experienced this. You don't rely on girls. They're unreliable.
Flaky.
Trigger warning.
You get your bitch ass back in the kitchen and make me some pie.
What? Click on the bitch.
You, bitch.
Greetings and welcome to another edition. This is episode 10 of the Yes, All Women Are Like That podcast. Episode 10, which means that pretty soon the episodes will have to stop sucking because all podcasts are bad for the first 10 episodes. But after that, there's really no excuse. I am the great one himself. I am the founder of the Cynical Libertarian Society. I do not give a fuck about your feelings. I am right. I am always right. I have always been right. I will always be right. I have never been wrong. If you want to send me email, you want to tell me how fucking amazing I am or what a dickhead I am, I don't care. You can say whatever the fuck you want. This is AnCapadice. I'm not a woman. See, you can say anything you want to me. I'm not going to fucking hashtag me to you. If you want to send me an email and tell me whatever the fuck you think I need to hear, you can send that to God. That's fur baby spelled backwards. God at CYNLIBSOC.com on the interwebs. And of course, you can find me on the interwebs, CYNLIBSOC.com, CYNLIBSOC on the Twitterverse. For now, I haven't been banned yet. And also CYNLIBSOC on the gab.ai, which I don't know what's going on over there. I'm in Gab much lately. All right. Enough of all that shit. Then you take a big swig of water. I had so much fun so very much fun with the E. Jean columns in the previous episode, I decided, let's just do another one because I have so many of these stacked up. So many saved up. So here we go. Once again, here's the rules. Here's how this works. I don't read E. Jean's responses because I don't care what E. Jean has to say. And all of this is cold. I've not read any of this previously. I have no idea at all what's coming. That's what she said. Here we go. Dear E. Jean, I have a crush on my best friend's man. I've tried to behave myself, but one night the three of us got drunk at a posh charity event. Charity event. And my friend's boyfriend absolutely insisted I stay the night with them. Not only did we all sleep in the same bed, he initiated some handcraft which I stupidly followed. Did I mention my best friend was in the same bed? This situation has been repeated many times, and I don't know how to stop it. Okay, first of all, okay, wait, hold on. Oh, okay. Deep breath. First of all, let's harken back to the previous episode. The very last letter we read on the previous episode, my question, I don't understand how another woman finds it okay to sleep with a man knowing that he has a girlfriend. Doesn't it break the woman code? Anyone remember that letter from the previous edition of Yes, All Women Are Like That podcast? Where this woman says, I don't understand how another woman finds it okay to sleep with a man knowing he has a girlfriend. Because, sweetheart, this is what you girls do. Okay, the situation has been repeated many times and I don't know how to stop it. Which situation? Getting drunk at posh charity events? Or I'm not exactly sure what handcraft is. I'm going to assume that means like finger banging and hand jobs. Okay, do you mean like you just keep giving this guy hand jobs even though he's dating your best friend? Now here's the best part. I don't know how to stop it. You don't know how to stop giving a man hand jobs. You don't know how to stop putting your hand on a man's cock and stroking his cock until he ejaculates. You don't know how to stop doing that. Someone explain to me again why women should be allowed to have jobs. Because I really don't fucking understand your logic. You're going to need to explain this to me like I am really, really fucking stupid. She doesn't know how to stop giving her best friend's boyfriend hand jobs. I didn't realize that not giving a man a hand job was so amazingly difficult. How do I redirect my relationship with him before it's too late? I am aware he is a complete asshole. Oh, he is a complete asshole. You, of course, are a wonderful human being. Why, you're a princess. You're a virtue fucking filled cunt. He is an asshole. And you can't figure out how to stop touching his dick with your hand. Here's the thing, princess. Your best friend, you hate her. Because women hate other women. Women hate women who are younger, prettier, and thinner than they are. Your best friend is probably better looking than you. All of this is a manifestation of your hatred of her. Now, I'm sure you're strong and independent and you can do anything a man can do, fish, bicycle, so I'm pretty sure you should be able to figure out how to stop giving a man hand jobs. He is not an asshole. You're a backstabbing cunt. He's going to fuck as many women as he can. You are stabbing your best friend in the back because you're a backstabbing cunt. Because that is what women are. Dear E. Jeans. Dear E. Jean. I don't know where I got jeans from. Dear E. Jean. My boss hates me! Exclamation mark. I just can't please her. Oh, her! Oh, wait! My female boss hates me! I wonder if women hate other women. Hey, Great One, did you ever consider that maybe women hate other women? No way, Great One, that would be crazy talk. Yeah, Great One. Seriously, I think there's a possibility that women hate other women. No, there's no fucking way, Great One. Women can't possibly hate other women. Women, they're compassionate, they're loving, they're giving, they're feeling, they care about other people, they're so altruistic, and they just want everybody to get along. Now, Great One, have you ever actually known any women? Because I don't think you have, if you actually believe that. Her boss hates her. Oh my goodness. Really? Women hating other women in the workplace. Women in the workplace stabbing each other in the back. Women in the workplace talking bad about each other behind their backs. No fucking way. I'm shocked. I'm shocked to discover that gambling is taking place in this establishment. My boss hates me. I just can't please her. She favors the men in the office. That's because your boss is not a lesbian. When they do something wrong, she says nothing. Well, that's true, because you see, men are expected to make mistakes because men are actually doing things. Men are actually accomplishing things. Men are actually trying to push civilization forward. And when you're doing those things, you make mistakes. If I make the slightest mistake, she storms and reprimands me. Reprimands me. I don't know where I got reprimands from. I'm making up words. Yeah. Because you're a woman, and she knows that you're a fuck up to begin with. She knows this because she's a woman. She says I don't follow directions. But I think she misconstrues my initiative. Oh, fucking please. A woman with initiative. Okay, unless it's fucking your best friend's boyfriend, women have never displayed initiative in their existence. Please shut the fuck up to me about initiative. Okay? No, we're not even going to fucking entertain this. Women, the only time women show initiative is when it comes to getting fucked, okay? You'll take initiative to get on the cock carousel. Beyond that, there is no fucking initiative in any woman on the planet Earth. I've worked with lots of women. The amount of initiative I've seen displayed is zero. I think she misconstrues my initiative as insubordination. Now, I think it's just you can't follow directions. Does she hate me so much that despite the time and effort I've been putting in, she will hinder my chances for promotion. Sweetie, why don't you get a life? Why don't you get another? Your job sucks that bad. Go get another job. If whatever you have to do, if you're so fucking wonderful in the workplace, you should be able to get another job, right? Dear E. Jean, my grand... So what does she do, great one? Who gives a shit? Suck it up, buttercup. That's your fucking answer. Get another job or suck it the fuck up. It's not your boss's job to be your fucking friend. Do your job right, and maybe you won't get your ass chewed. Dear E. Jean, my grad school friend's husband... My grad school friend's husband was busted for having child porn on his computer. Now he can't be around minors, can't be online, can't take any intoxicating substances. How do they control that? How do they make sure if you're a child, if you have child porn on your computer, how do they make sure you're not drinking beer at home? And must register as a sex offender. My gregarious friend has curtailed her sparkling social life, and her once brilliant career is stalled because she has limited opportunities for where she can live. Oh, well, maybe she shouldn't have married a pedophile. Of course, the leftists are working really hard to normalize pedophilia. Don't worry, sweetie. In 10, 15 years, this will be totally... In fact, in 10, 15 years, your husband will be a fucking victim. He'll be a protected minority. The government will actually subsidize child pornography for him. So her husband has child porn on his computer, but oh my God, my poor friend, she has limited career opportunities. I don't know. Has she considered divorcing the child pornography guy? No, of course not. He runs up her credit cards and she finds a lot of fraud and unauthorized activity on her bank accounts. He denies everything naturally. Okay, once again, why is she still married to him? I can answer that question. It's rhetorical. Why is she still answered to him? Why is she? God damn it. Why is she still married to him? I don't know. I don't know where these words are coming from, but they make no sense. Why is she still married to him? Because he's into child porn. He's a bad boy. See, once again, women want the alpha male. The problem is, women cannot distinguish the difference between alpha male and pedophile. Women have lost all ability to distinguish actual alpha, as in a man who is outcome independent, a man who can achieve things, a man who has drive and goals and doesn't care whatever people think and is moving towards a purpose in life, versus, you know, rapists and murderers and drunks and pedophiles and all this other stuff. Women can no longer distinguish the difference between those two things. And so she sees this guy and he's a pedophile and she mistakes that for an alpha. Okay, he's running up her credit cards and doing unauthorized activity on her bank accounts. Good. If she's dumb enough to stay married to him, that's fantastic. And I say to him, bravo, bravo, sir. Keep doing what you're doing. This woman is perfectly willing to let you shit right in her face. Continue shitting in her face. Don't stop. Keep right on doing what you're doing. I would. If I found a woman who let me fucking run up her credit cards and she did nothing about it, I would run her credit cards all the way to the fucking sky. Remember, sweetheart, you're strong and independent fish bicycle. You don't need no man. Divorce this guy, but you can't because he's a bad boy. And you want that sperm in your cunt so fucking bad, you want to make a baby with this guy. You want to make a little pedophile baby with him so he can fucking fuck the little baby when it's 3 years old. I was taught to stay out of other people's marriages unless someone is being beaten. What would you do, Eugene? And it's not your fucking business. If your friend is dumb enough to stay married to this guy, she deserves everything she gets. Dear Eugene, I am 30. You have hit the wall. At 13, that's 10 years old plus 3. At 13, I fell in love from afar with an extremely handsome man. He is successful, good-natured, funny, rich, kind, and so successful he is practically a celebrity. I have never met him, but trust me, I love him. How do I meet Mr. Perfect? Sweetheart, just get yourself some cats and resign yourself to living alone for the rest of your life. Since you've been 13 years old, for 17 years, you've been sitting around being in love with someone who doesn't know you exist, whom you've never interacted with in real life. And during that time, how many men have you rejected and turned down? Get yourself some cats, and then give the cats away, and then kill yourself. Dear Eugene, I know I'm only a mere 23 years old and my whole life is ahead of me to experiment, which is another way of saying ride the cock carousel. But I've recently had the horrible realization that once I get my master's degree in communications, at the end of the summer, I can do anything. Okay, no, you can't. Once you get your master's degree, you have to pay back your student loans, which is going to require you, because you have a master's degree in communications, that's going to require you to work at Starbucks. You cannot do anything. The future is super vague, but the message that I got growing up was always, you can do anything. Right? Because that's what we tell women. Because as a society, we love to lie to women. We like to tell them lies, such as, you don't need no man. You can be strong and independent. Fish bicycle. You can do anything. Any degree is a good degree. Follow your dreams. That's a scary word for me. You see, I haven't really had career goals or dreams. Right, that's because women are not interested in careers. The whole idea that you're supposed to have a career is something that you've been force-fed by the corporations and the state and the media and the feminist. Women like families. Women like raising children. Women are not oriented towards careers. But you've been lied to. That's why you don't have career goals or dreams. I've just dabbled in different creative arts, and I don't particularly shine at any of them. The only thing I do know is that I don't want the same job for the rest of my life. Oh, don't worry, you can work at a sort of different Starbucks. So the prospect of doing anything is overwhelming. Where do I start? How do I start? You can't. You've got your worthless degree. You're going to have to pay it off. Unless you find a man to pay your bills, you're going to work some dead-end job. You don't have to worry about your career dreams. You're going to work a dead-end job for the rest of your life. Don't sweat it, honey. Don't sweat it. Dear Eugene, I'm in a state of panic. I've been living with a man for 7 years. And he keeps saying, we'll get married and have a kid eventually when I meet certain requirements. Oh, I'm starting to like this guy. Like keeping the house cleaner, losing 20 pounds, and accepting the fact that he'll always be a dirt poor failed musician. I've just turned 38. Oh my gosh, he's 38. Oh my God, I've just turned 38. I'm wasting my prime fertile years on him. Honey, your prime fertile years were 10 years ago. You don't have any prime fertile years anymore. You're 38. You're past the wall. You can hardly see the wall. You're so far beyond it. You're not wasting your prime fertile years. Your prime fertile years are wasted. Past tense. And now I'm too old to meet anyone. Yes, you sure are. Welcome to the wall, bitch. I'm almost too old to even donate my eggs to an infertile couple. No, you are too old. Nobody wants 38-year-old eggs. You women, this is another lie you're told about. You can have children when you're 45 years old. How are you women this fucking dumb? It's a rhetorical question. You don't have to answer it. I know the answer. I have a wonderful job. She has a wonderful job. Well, here we go. See, I don't have the family that I wanted. I want children, but I don't have children. I wanted children, but I don't have the children. But I have a wonderful job. Well, sweetheart, get yourself some cats. And your life will be complete. I have a wonderful job as associate director, not director, associate director of events and operations at an Ivy League college. She works at a fucking college doing a job that is completely unnecessary. I would be considered pretty if I had a nose job. No, sweetheart, you would be considered pretty if you were 22 and not 38. You would be considered pretty if you lost 20 pounds and you were 22 years old. Don't say, I would be pretty if I got a nose job. No, 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 sweetheart, honey, the problem is not your nose. That your nose is the least of your problems. Your problems are your complete lack of contact with biological reality. You're 38 fucking years old. You've been shacking up for 7 years with a man who doesn't want to impregnate you, and I don't blame him. And you have a fucking worthless job at a fucking college. And you're fat. Don't say I would be pretty if I got a nose job. Every night, I cry myself to sleep because I'll be childless and unmarried. Do I have half a chance at happiness, or is it too late? Another feminist crying herself to sleep at night. But hey, you have a wonderful job. That's what's important, right? Your career. No, sweetheart, it's too late. It's way too fucking late. It's done. Your life is over. Dear E. Jean, I wonder which books have changed your life or influenced the way you think. I'm a smart, independent girl, no you're not, who needs some vacation reads. No, we're not. No, fuck you. You're shut up. All right, that's the end of that one. Dear E. Jean, my husband's mother is very rich and very bored. That's probably why you married him, the rich part. She lives in the country. We live in the city. She has offered to buy us a house, but only if it's in a spot she approves. Rich, white, and Republican. Ah, see, white people are racist. Yeah, if I'm going to buy somebody a house, I'm going to buy the house in a place that I approve of. That's how that works, honey. When you have the money, you have the power. So we've gone house hunting and found an awesome Dutch colonial. But now she's using the money she's going to give us to buy the house to manipulate how we live our lives. Well, when you have the money, you have the power. That's how that works, honey. For instance, I have travel perks with my job, so my husband and I have been planning a trip to San Francisco. She absolutely insists we stay home and not be so frivolous. My husband and she had a big fight, and we are taking the trip, but it's turning into a guilt trip. She's offering us more money and making us feel like crap because honestly, she has nothing better to do with her time than try to make up reasons for my husband to still need her. Did I mention he's an only child with a silver spoon? Help. Okay, so you didn't know any of this when you married him? And furthermore, so you're saying that women are controlling, hateful, manipulating cunts. Oh, that's fascinating, because I think I've been saying that for years. Yeah, I mean, yeah, you married the guy. You knew what you were marrying. I mean, just shut up and deal with it. Either take the money for the house or don't. Dear E. Jean, I can't be naked anymore in front of the man I love. Really, you can't. Like, if the man you love is there and you're in front of him and you attempt taking your clothes off, you can't take your clothes off. Like, you're physically incapable of removing your clothing. Your clothing remain attached around your body and they can't be removed. Even if we brought in, like, the jaws of life or a laser cutter or a chainsaw or something, your clothes just can't come off. You can't be naked. Really? I bet you can. I bet you just have to put a little fucking effort into it. Please let me explain. Oh God, yes, please do. Please explain. We all await with bated breath an explanation of why it is you can't be naked anymore in front of the man you love. I'm an average built, fat, small-breasted, flat-chested, pear-shaped, fat woman, size 10. Though I feel hideous now, I've always been told I'm very pretty. No, no you haven't. If you're a size 10, nobody has been telling you that you're pretty. The only people who have told you are pretty is other women who hate you. No one who counts, that would be heterosexual men, have ever told you that you are pretty. Nor will they ever tell you that you are pretty. I'm a professional. She's got a career. All she needs is the cats. I'm a professional with my head screwed on straight. Of course you are. That's why you're writing to E. Jean about how you can't take your clothes off in front of a man. Because you've got your head on so straight. But right now, my mind is messed up. Here's why. After my first crush and I went our separate ways, I was 17 and he was 22, he started his own company, lived the high life, married, divorced, sold his company, and lost a lot of money in bad investments. Now he is trying to raise funds for a new venture. When we met again last year, I was 35, and all the old feelings came roaring back. And now, like a fairy tale, I want to marry him. Oh, and one more thing. He goes to strip clubs every night. He swears the women don't touch him, and he doesn't touch the women. I've gone with him a few times. I'm not a prude, but he's never once introduced me to his friends. One night, I walked out of the bathroom and saw him standing backstage with his tongue down a young stripper's throat. Well, that's what men have tongues for, and that's why women have throats. His excuse was that he was very drunk and he'd never done anything like that in his life before. Dude, stop lying to this fat bitch. Just tell her that you put your tongue down the mouths of strippers all the time, because you do. Why does this man even have this chick around? All right. I know I should not have let that one slide, but I did. Then last Tuesday, I was supposed to pick him up on the way to meet our friends for dinner. I went into the club, and there he was with a young stripper hanging on him. She glared at me and told me that I looked like, quote, a tightly wound bitch, unquote, and that, quote, he doesn't like his bitches tightly wound, unquote. He never even tried to silence her. It was the bartender who got her to shut up. Oh, once again, so why do you want to marry this guy? Because he's a bad boy. Because he's treating you like garbage. And that makes your pussy wet. He's fucking these strippers. He's not that interested in you. He treats you like garbage. And the juice is flowing out of your cunt. You want him so fucking bad, you don't even know what to do. You see why I can't be naked in front of this guy. I'll never look 22. No, you won't, because you're fat and you're old. I don't know why he's keeping you around. There's something in it for him, but he's not doing it because you're attractive. I lose in every category with these women. I've asked him to stop going, but I learned he was there again last night. So do I go to the clubs with him or give him an ultimatum? Or am I really just the tightly wound bitch who's so stupid she works 50 hours a week to support her man? Oh, works 50 hours a week to support her man. Hold on. So you're supporting him? And he's going to the strip club. Sir, bravo. Bravo. Because, of course, we can't think of any circumstances where women are supported by men, and I don't know, we can't think of any women, I don't know, let me think a second. I mean, theoretically, what if theoretically there was a woman named Lucy who was married to a man who worked to support her, and while he was at work, she was in a bar sitting in a booth in the back with another man who is not her husband shoving his tongue down her throat. I bet that's never happened before. No woman has ever taken advantage of a man in the entire history of the human species. That would never happen because women are so compassionate and caring and altruistic. Sir, bravo. No, you keep doing what I would tell this woman that she should let all of this slide because I want this guy to keep financially raping her. You, ma'am, are a dumb bitch. You're not tightly wound. You're just a dumb bitch. And you're being taken advantage of exactly the way you and all the other white women in North America have been taking advantage of men for the last 40 years. Dear E. Jean, I'm 26 and I love my job. I wonder if she doesn't have a man. Oh, God. I love my job.
Wait.
Okay. I'm 26 and I love my job. I'm a marketing director. Worthless job. I'm a marketing director. Oh, my God. You're the scum of the earth, honey. And the people I work for, I love my job and the people I work for and with. However, there's a 70-year-old lady here. And since I started work, she copies everything I do and wear. Yes, because women are herd animals. Wait, women copy each other's behavior? No way. No fucking way. If I join a gym, she joins a gym. If I buy boots, she buys similar boots. If I buy certain makeup, she buys the exact same makeup and so on. Now she wants to know my hairdresser's name and number. I hate to hurt her feelings, but I've just about reached the point of screaming. I realize that imitation is the greatest form of flattery, but I could stand to be flattered a whole lot less. I mean, if you can't handle a 70-year-old woman wanting to go to the same hairdresser you go to, maybe you're a little too fragile to have a job. But just tell her, I go to fucking Hairdressers Anonymous at 123 Main Street. And I like that. And is this really what's going on? It's like, oh, if I do something, she does it. Like, I am the center of this 70-year-old woman's universe. Are you really, are you sure you're the center of her universe? Are you absolutely positive that she copies everything you do? Are you sure that you're just so amazing that everybody wants to be like you? Are you sure that's what's really going on here? Dear E. Jean, I'm 2 months away from my 28th birthday, and I've been single my entire 27 years. I work many, many hours. Oh, she has a career. Oh, imagine this. She's been single her entire life, but she works many, many hours a day. In her career. But she can't find a boyfriend. But she could put many, many hours a day into her career. Gosh, but she can't find a boyfriend. I work many, many hours a day in an all-girl industry. Meeting guys is a challenge. My friends, you don't have friends, you're a woman. Other women are not your friends. They are your competition and they hate you. Until you understand that, you will never move forward in life. My friends don't want to see any flaws in me, so they tell me I'm single because I'm too picky. The truth is, I'm not brave enough to admit to them that all these years I haven't rejected anyone because no one is interested in me. Gosh, really? But you spend so many hours at your career. I wonder how overweight you are. Do you have short hair? Do you have piercings? Do you have tattoos? I can't remember the last time I was asked on a date. Worse, I'm Mexican and Catholic. So that means love, romance, and weddings are currently surrounding me. I don't want a man because all my friends are getting married and having kids. I'd be happy with a guy just to make out with. Someone to dance with at a wedding would be great. I'm happy with every aspect of my life except the non-existent romantic life. I'd like to change that, and I know that if anyone can help me, it's you. No, if anyone can help you, it would be the Great One. Because first you need to send the Great One a picture, and then the Great One will tell you exactly why you cannot get a fucking man. I say, well, Great One, why? No, appearances matter. But when it comes to when boys are going up to girls to ask them out, what you look like is the only thing that matters. When I look across the room and I see a chick over there, I don't know anything about her fucking career. I don't know anything about her personality. All I know is what she looks like. And whether I walk over there and start talking to her or don't is primarily dependent upon what she looks like. You know, there's other factors like, is she approachable at the time? Is the place we're in conducive to me having a conversation? Am I too drunk to approach a girl? Am I not drunk enough to approach a girl? Am I gonna pussy out or am I gonna man up? Okay, there's other factors, but the primary factor is what she looks like. And I understand you women don't want to hear this. You want to think that you're fabulous no matter how fat you are, but you're not. Dear Eugene, my boyfriend had been asking me if I owned any racy underthings. So the other evening I surprised him and appeared in a sexy corset, stockings, etc. But the night did not go as planned. He was definitely surprised, and he seemed to like it. However, he soon began saying he didn't feel well and added his stomach pain felt like nerves. And, well, that was it for the night. The next morning, he didn't even make a move to seduce me before breakfast, which he always does when he stays over. But he did compliment me immensely on the plain t-shirt and undies I was wearing. Had he been intimidated the night before by the beauty of my lingerie or overwhelmed? Frankly, I have no idea. See, all of these women who write into Eugene should send a photo, because I don't know what this chick looks like. If she's hot, I mean, if she's a six or better, and this is his response to seeing her in sexy lingerie, the problem is him. If she's a 5.9 or less, then the problem is still him, because he needs to dump her and find a more attractive girlfriend. Dear Eugene, a year ago, I got a great new job. There's a lot of focusing on our careers. Isn't it amazing how all of these women have problems with men, but they all have such great jobs? I wonder if it's because in life, you get what you focus on. Nah, that couldn't be, that's crazy talk, right, one? You obviously hate women. That couldn't possibly be true. A year ago, I got a great new job and moved to a new city. I'm happy with my life except for one thing. I can't stop eating. Really? Really? You can't stop eating. Is that kind of like not being able to stop putting your hand on a man's penis and stroking it until he ejaculates? I love how you women just can't stop things from happening. You can't take your clothes off. You can't stop giving hand jobs. You can't stop eating. The food actually fucking pushes the refrigerator door open and crawls across the floor and jumps up in your face and shoves itself into your mouth. You can't stop eating. It began with consuming small extras at meals. Now I overeat regularly to the point of bursting. Even when I feel full, even when I feel sick, I continue binging on sugary, unhealthy foods. When I come home, I go straight to the pantry and pillage, eating bags and bags of junk food at a time. I've tried everything to stop except for the actual stopping part. Just stop. I've tried everything. No, you haven't. You haven't tried the simple, it's called not eating. I've tried everything to stop, joining exercise groups, making meal plans, hiding the food. How do you hide food from yourself? Like what, you don't know where you hid it? And I'm successful for a day or two, but then I go back to gorging. Please help. I've always been very slim, but because of the binging, I've gained 15 pounds in a very short time. You wouldn't notice the common theme here of all these women who, why, they just can't help themselves. I just can't help giving my best friend's boyfriend hand jobs. I can't stop myself. I can't stop eating. I just can't stop myself. What happened to strong, independent fish bicycle? I mean, men can stop eating. I stopped eating. I've cut down the amount of food I eat quite a bit. Lost weight. Gone to the gym. If I can do it, you should be able to do it, right? I'm just a white man. I'm a heterosexual white man. I'm racist, sexist, homophobic. You're a woman. You're a fish bicycle. You're enlightened. You're tolerant. And aside from that, why are you worried about being fat? Aren't you beautiful at any size? What's the big deal? Keep eating your fucking bonbons and your fucking jelly beans and your fucking ho-hos. Keep stuffing that shit. It's not like you need to worry. It's not like you're going to get a man. You're focused on your career. No one cares what you look like, honey. All they care about is you show up for work and you sit in your fucking cubicle and you do your worthless ass fucking job and you pay your taxes and then you spend money on products sold to you by the corporations. That's your purpose in life. Go fuck yourself. Go fuck yourself.
Hey, women, eat, shut your mouth and make babies.
What's that one thing? Yeah, it's a spanking. I bet if you had a spanking, you could stop eating. Somebody just tore your little ass up.
Who's beautiful in a woman?
Yeah?
What is attractive in a woman
uh-huh.
who's defined by men?
Well, that's
it is
sexist.
Straight men that determine what is attractive in women.
And it's happened to me by accident. It's just a wild case of immaculate conception. I can't believe I have to bathe these kids. They should be able to dance on the water.
Number 14. They think that having a good job means that they are a quality girl and a good team.
All these women have great jobs.
Guys don't care about your stupid office job or nonprofit.
No one cares.
That's how men are. Because we're a bit more goal-oriented, women are all about protecting their feelings, especially the feminists.
My feelings.
They're not about production. They're not about reality. They're not about progress. They are all about lying and then gaining on that lie for political advantage.
I wonder what The Rock has to say.
The Rock says you should know your role and shut your mouth.
Every woman who gets pregnant out of wedlock or without a committed man says, I was on 19 different kinds of birth control. I must have been taken up by space aliens and impregnated through my nose with a squid tentacle.